Let's talk about Rihanna. She's a hit maker with more songs topping the Billboard Hot 100 than anyone but the Beatles and Mariah Carey. She is a fashion and beauty mogul. She's all over social media. But are we giving Rihanna her due? That's a question NPR's Jenny Gathright investigated for NPR Music's Turning the Tables project, exploring how women and non-binary artists are shaping the music of our moment. She argues that Rihanna is the most influential musician of the 21st century. And here's her reminder to focus on the genius, even when the success seems effortless.
Okay, so I was born in 1994, and I can't really remember like a time as a sentient sort of music fan where Rihanna was not on the charts all through middle school, high school, college. Her music draws influence from a lot of different genres. You've got rock, you've got trap, dance music, all this stuff, but they kind of just get subsumed under the new genre that she created, which is Rihanna. It's almost like when Rihanna does her pop twist on a kind of subgenre, she makes you understand why that genre is valid to begin with. I think it's widely understood that Rihanna is a musical icon. But I think when people talk about Rihanna, they don't acknowledge or give her credit for being a maker of music. I think that what she's often praised for is actually her persona. A good example of that is when Drake introduced her at the VMAs in 2016. Rihanna was winning the Vanguard Award. Drake gets up there.
What's most impressive isn't the endless list of stats, awards, and accomplishments.
He said something like, the sound of the music can change from year to year, and, you know, the videos, like, take on different styles, too. But Rihanna, the person, is really what he wanted to celebrate.
Most of all, we love the woman who hasn't changed since day one.
And I think that it's really fair to celebrate that, but I think the way that women creators are talked about, that emphasis on personality over and over again, it's exhausting. Ann Powers is a music critic for NPR, and she's written about this, about how men are, you know, admired for building civilizations and for what they create, and women are admired for their alluring energy. And I think that there's a lot that we miss when we don't talk about the work. Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. And I think Rihanna recognizes this herself, and she kind of writes against that. Pay me what you want it. She has this line where she's talking about being in a club and turning up to Rihanna. So it's like an acknowledgement that she's living in this world in which it's so natural that she would, of course, walk into a club and people would be turning up to Rihanna. And she's saying, I made that. This world of music that you all enjoy. I made this.
That's NPR's Jenny Gathright celebrating Rihanna for NPR Music's Turning the Tables project.